The Diver. In the gray blue sky, my brother hung, long and lean, his body a line lined with taut muscles, and Mackie's mouth was a gaping hole in a scream or laugh, because my brother was making the death-defying dive, never dared, from the concrete abutment at the end of the dam, where the water was no more than a foot deep, though it got deeper, out and out, if only you could fly, and my brother loved to fly. Earlier in the summer, my brother climbed the arch of heavy timbers that hold the dam in place, and golden in the falling sun, high above our heads, he flew through the air and sliced the water and was gone, and Fraser moaned, "He's dead!" But my brother emerged slowly like a submarine, and though he was silent, I saw the quick smile. In the still air, my brother hung, blonde and brown and blue, his head tucked between his arms, hands clenched, body a missile, toes pointed back like jet engines, and Cease shouted, "He's doing it, holy smoke!" And my brother needed to dive far out, like shooting off a rocket launch pad, out and out. And since he knew he couldn't move fast enough to reach orbit, knew he would come down, he had to skip over the water like a racing boat or run aground on the rocky bottom. Earlier in the summer, my brother chased his shadow across the grass and leaped off the rock, flying, shooting just under the surface like a torpedo. And Mackie grinned. He dived so shallow, he hardly breaks the water. But my brother just looked at us with no smile, though I saw the purple sky reflected in his eyes. The gray-blue sky and still air broke, and my brother dropped, but he didn't skip once, twice, 30 times in quick, smooth skips, and plunged into the black water, and my eyes closed but wouldn't stay closed. And my brother stood in the water up to his knees. I can't recall the dive as a series of movements. I remember only the still moment when my brother hung in the gray-blue sky, and that other moment when he stood in the water stained with his blood, raw and bloody like a skinned rabbit, his eyes darting, searching, as if he'd awaken in a brightly lit room he didn't know.